WBAI.
Is your mic?
Sorry.
Oh, did you want this?
No.
It's the mic.
You were right up?
Yeah. She likes to hold it, maybe.
Are the batteries
open? Wow, after hearing all these death stories, I feel like Cinderella turning
out. There's no
story left. Well, I'm back.
But, yeah.
So, what it is that I've inherited a bad deal.
What?
That's right, there it is. A bad deal right there.
And the bad thing is that when we started this business here, October 1st, 2004,
we already had a $150,000 deficit. Then we had a fund drive in May where we were short. We had a shortfall of $400,000. So that put us in with a 75% fulfillment rate. It's like a $500,000 deficit in essence. However, we had a successful mini drive, summer drive. Our goal was $325,000, and we raised $508,000. So we recuperated like $200,000. And one of the reasons for that success is because the drive was... we were really prepared for that drive. We had all the premiums registered on time. We had everybody cooperating as a team and working as a team. We had a health fair in conjunction with the drive. We had a health fair going on. We had, except for manicure and pedicures, we had everything. We had a masseuse. We had people giving... all kind of free stuff going on in terms of health. I can't go into all of that. I think, I don't know, I made use of a few of them myself. They had acupuncturists, they had an orthopedic surgeon on board, they had many, many health professionals giving free services and, when necessary, answering the phone, so we weren't losing many phone calls. Right now we're in drive mode. And the goal is 9:50, and as of 4 p.m. today, we are at 8:35, which suggests that we will end this drive at another 100,000 or so shortfall again. So it seems like this new year also will be a challenging and difficult one. Because of all of these hurdles, we were forced to make payroll cuts of 170,000 in this current year budget. And it's not easy ever to make pay cuts. But where else are we going to get the money from? We have no development director. We have a lot of negative emails flowing back and forth. We have people who have access to our airwaves destroying us and chasing away the listeners. So our base has sort of reduced dramatically. Last year... our paid listener base was about 21,000 paid members. This year, it's shrunk to 17,000. Losing 4,000 paid listeners, in terms of money, it means that we'll never be able, we always have to play catch-up, unless we do something really dramatic. And what I'm focusing on as the interim general manager is to network with our sister stations, see how they're doing it, work with them. They have winning formula, we should have been using them a long time ago, collaborative way. Finances, well, I said it already, finances is where we are. We've ended this year with $120,000 in the bank, but we had about $185,000 in accounts payable, so we had to postpone bills to really have that money to. So it's not real money; it's only on paper. As in terms of the AFTRA contract, we are 95% complete. We have an appointment this Wednesday with the they after people and or attorney to negotiate our contract. So now I'm hearing that it has to come to approval before we sign it. I didn't know that before.
Notice, not approval.
It's okay.
Notice.
Let's see. In terms of programming, we have done wonderful things. We've doubled the number of women in programming. We've added another a Spanish language in the public affairs department. And we have a youth programming with... what I find with the youth, it's good to have a lot more youth because the baby boomer generation is going overhill now. And... and I'm one of them. I'm sorry. So we need the young folks. We really need the young. We need to encourage the younger generation to get involved. We need to network with the universities and colleges and the grassroots organization and have training and all these wonderful things. But when you don't have money, we're always begging. Also, in my mind, we have Forest Voices, which is an American indigenous program that help us understand what are the needs of the indigenous people. And I think that's one of our one of the great programs we've added on. Yes, we need to do more. We need to be more diverse. And what we really need to do is realistically track our programming and see where we can make changes to be more diverse and to stay focused to the mission. In terms of operations, we've installed the cuss box, as they call it, so that the FCC cannot be after us all the time. But in spite of, despite that we installed the cuss box, which is the delay unit, as they call it, recently, maybe 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we've... got another complaint from FCC. So we're investigating that. So it means more legal fees for BAI. The vision is what we need to do is upgrade our studios. We've bought many computers and we have better tools to work with. But what we do is radio, and we did not upgrade our studios or main control. We have three CD units that are really not working. Sometimes it works. I was told that if you play with it a little bit and you romance it a little bit, it will work. And but most part, you know, it doesn't work. And we need to replace that. We need to have a backup transmitter at the Empire State Building. We also need to have another set of T1 lines coming to the studios. And that we hope to accomplish pretty soon. We are working on some new initiatives. Let's see if it's there. On the 17th of November, for the first time in BAI history, we are having a cultural fusion where we have a lot of diverse group performing. African drumming, classical Indian dancing. We have Maliki McCourt, those of you who are familiar with him. He will read some kind of a poetry. We have a Yiddish skit going on. We have a flamenco dancer. We have all kind of a culture, and I think culture is healing, and we need it at BAI. And also we have... instead of the music ton that we usually have in December, which didn't raise any money last time, we're using those 3 days to have a membership plus drive. And what we're doing is not, having regular programming, but at the same time promote membership, just plain membership. And we're hoping to raise like $75,000. And in the summer, we plan to have a celebrity gala event. So those of you in the network who knows any celebrity, we don't know too many at BAI, but we do have names like Amy Goodman. We have Bernard White. They'll be there, but we still need some other celebrity name that will bring out the people in droves. And apart from that, what I would like to see at BAI is to have a level playing ground for all, to have safe and equitable workplace, and also to have people being civil to each other, learn to get along, work with what we have in common, and move the station forward. Thank you.
Okay, we have 5 minutes for. Okay, we have 5 minutes for question and answer. Go ahead.
You mentioned a FCC violation. Can you tell us something of the nature of the violation?
It's
useful, and where the complaint came from.
Okay. It's not a violation yet. It's a complaint. It's a complaint, and we have to investigate it. And it's I was told it's something of a national programming that we were doing, and something happened during the day, like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. But I don't... 2004? Okay, because one happened a couple of weeks ago, but maybe there's no complaint on that one.
Bob?
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for that report. I just wanted you to share with people the impact of the change in the host of the wake-up call of our morning show and the reconstitution of the team with a lot of new young people, and what that's done for kind of listenership.
You mean wake-up call?
Deepa Fernandez.
Yes. Deepa brought a level of vibrancy to the show, and a lot of youth are involved in that show. We've cut the morning news person from that, because what happened is that we cut someone from every department, and the news department choose to cut that position. And I know it's a key to that, but I think that co-host for Wake Up Call would be more of what should be going on, because in the past we always have had Amy Goodman with Bernard to make that the show in the past so successful. And in order to bring it back to that kind of level where we had in the past is to have a co-host who can, because it's a three-hour show, and it's the only one of the show that has a three-hour slot. And it's too much, even for a youth, you know, to go on for 3 hours without having any sort of a break. So I would say that a halftime co-host is what is needed more than the news reporter, and perhaps the news department can incorporate the news in that show to bring it up to speed.
Steve?
How do you want to? Do you want to take?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear him.
If you want to ask something, I asked something before. There's a moment, though.
You said something that puzzled me. You said that there are people who have access to the airwaves that are destroying the station. I'm just curious why that's the case.
Why that is the case? When we made cuts to the wake up call news reporter, people went on the wake up call for a week, 2 week, with a lot of negative things about management making these cuts. But we had to make cuts, because where else, how are we going to find the money? Right now, if the money we raised from this fund drive will be exhausted by the end of November, but I know we are getting the CPB money, and we can go on till January when we have the Martin Luther King. So being a finance person, I know that we have to make the cuts. It's necessary. We even cut the listener support. We cut $365,000 from FY06 budget.
I wasn't asking so much about that.
I know, but that's what one of the things. So in the first week of the fund drive, we were getting many, many complaints about reinstating the wake-up call news, because they were told to call management and have the person. But I think that kind of just going on air because you have access to the airwaves, even though we have no gag rule, to tell people what's going on, I think it creates a negative feeling with the listener, and it's not productive, it's counterproductive, especially in these times when we're suffering from financial crisis. That's one of the show that did it. And you know, one would say that, well, yes, there are other shows in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, who go on air and say, don't give money to BAI. And there are such shows, too. I don't know who they are, what shows they are, but I would get email occasionally, people forwarding an email to saying that this was said on the air at 2 o'clock in the morning, or this was said on the air at 12 midnight, telling people not to pledge that all these things are going on at BAI. So it's like different people doing it at different times.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say about that other than that. I think that to use listener money to run a station to have people on the air telling listeners not to contribute doesn't make a lot of sense. And so if we could somehow address this at the board level, I understand the issue about the gag rule, but I think there needs to be a discussion about how to keep this from happening on our stations.
Absolutely.
Patty?
Can you just briefly say, can you just briefly say, like, what the duties of the program director are in relation to the FCC violations and in relation to the lengthy fund drives, and what duties the program director has in all this fundraising? Is I always hear the sort of like the public affairs director, and I hear you're trying to do things, and I hear always the blame goes there, and I'm trying to figure out what is the duties of the program director. Does he have anything to do with FCC stuff? Does he have anything to do with the fundraising?
Well, I think the program director has a lot to do with the fundraising, because right now he's the only person who is raising the money for the station, because we have no development director. And as a matter of fact, he's been on the air almost every day, 3, 4, 5 hours pitching. We need classes. We need to have more people pitching. We need to... one of the things, too, that we're not raising... the money that we used to raise. Some of the shows, you can get it for free. That's one of the newest things, that you can get most of the shows free. The Arbitron for public radio has declined for all the public radio stations, more or less. Our base has shrunk, and we have to examine that. I don't know what all the reasons are. Air America may be one of them. Reducing the $50 membership to $25, that could be part of it as well. So there are many different factors contributing to the shortfall. But the program director, his job is usually the development director is the one who would coordinate fund drives in collaboration with the program director, the arts director, the public affairs director, and the news director. As far as FCC violation goes, it could be a public affairs show, it could be a music show. No one person really is to be blamed for these things, because the content may be there. You know, when you have pre-recorded stuff, you don't know what's going to be aired. When you have open phone lines, that's when the delay button comes into play. Before you take phone calls, you're supposed to put it in the mode where if you hear a word, it would delay it, right, in 7 seconds. I'm not sure if it's 6 or 5 seconds. Yeah, and then you can delete it. But if you have content that is pre-produced and you put it on, you don't know what, if you don't really examine what's in there, you may have a violation in there.
Okay, we've exhausted our time on this agenda item.
10 minutes.
All those in favor? Oh, 2 and a half minutes. Are all those opposed?
I oppose.
Okay, motion carries.
We'll go.
Wendy, I have you guys.
Hi, Indra. Thank you so much for everything you're trying to do. Patty kind of said what I was going to say. I mean, I wasn't going to ask what was anybody's role. I would say I was going to ask, what is the program director doing to make sure that no more FCC violations happen? I think it's great that you've installed a delay. Well, what we did at KPFT, which, you know, I had a huge problem with this, but we had basically that people, somebody would get one warning, and then on the second time, if they played something with a bad word in it, they're off the air for a month. And you know, I thought it was a little extreme, but I don't think so, I guess, because we have enough problems with that station right now. We can't be, and there's so many people mad that, I mean, I've heard that one of these complaints came from one of our friends, you know, or somebody who is part of the organization. So this is crazy.
Time.
I would instruct, I mean, I hope that measures will be taken to make sure that there's some kind of real thing that people will pay attention to make sure that they do listen to all their songs first. And you can't control the callers, but
I can control the producers.
Yeah.
The programs.
Okay, thanks. Sir?
Thank you, Indra. I want to commend you for taking on this responsibility for the station. And I happen to disagree with it a little bit on your statement when you say that I inherited a bad deal. My philosophy is that if I go to a situation where everything is working fine and everybody is doing their thing and we're making lots of money, everything is fine, then I begin to look at myself, where's the challenge for me? So what you have inherited is not a bad deal. What you have inherited, in my view, is a challenging deal. And what you do is you will overcome the challenge, because I see it. I see what you've done here in a short time you've been there. And also, this board here, it will look at the WBI as a sister station. It's not sitting there by itself. And I, for one, I will support it along with the board in any way we can. Third, I want to tell you, the founder of this network, within 15 months, he was gone broke. And he called it KPFA interim.
Time.
And the last statement I want to make, just one. When they went on the air, they said, the Bay Area needs a station. We intend to put it back on the air in a few months. And this time, we're going to keep it on the air. And stay there for 56 years.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dave?
I just, you know, listening to you, it's hard to hear the difficulty in your voice, but I want you to know, speaking for myself and I think the whole board, how much we appreciate your effort, and you have our support.
Thank you.
You know, it's clear there's a war going on there, and you're caught in the middle of it, and it's not to anyone's side to end that. Both sides have to decide to lay down arms. And until they do, you're going to have a difficult time. But you have our full support, and thank you.
Thank you.
William?
I'll echo with what David said. I can't say it so eloquently, so I won't. But please keep fighting the... I don't want to say the good fight. But like I said, he said it very well, and I wish you luck.
The word is amen.
Amen. There we go. I guess I just hope that decisions around cuts are really difficult to make, and thankfully we haven't been in that situation, and we've come near it. We've danced with it at KPFA. But I will just say that I know that with the way the radio listening happens in the Bay Area, that morning news is really essential to our listenership. And if we were to lose morning news, it would be a really serious detriment. And I just hope that, I mean, Deepa is an established news reporter, so I don't think that you're going to lose that, but just hoping that that can be nurtured. And it'd be great to train young people to do news, since it's one of the professions that pay in the commercial field. So, I mean, just keeping that in mind and just figuring out how to keep the news alive, because I know that our cohort in the Bay Area is NPR, at least if you look at the statistics. So, and they've got morning news, and so we've just got to make sure we provide it.
Thank you, William. Teresa?
Who's the other host for Wake Up Call? You said she's a co-host?
Bernardo,
no, she needs one.
No, she needs a co-host.
She needs a co-host.
She has a full-time producer, but she doesn't have a co-host.
All right, okay. Do you archive all of your shows?
Yes. We started that July 30th.
All right. So
with the help of Pete Caracas, I want to thank him from National. People always say that we get no help from National, but we did get it.
Don't forget Otis.
Guess they found something for him to do, huh? Yes, he's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So now that you have archives, if someone is libeling somebody, or if somebody is cursing, or if somebody is on the air that's telling people over your airwaves not to pledge, then you can take remedial action, right?
Yes, now that we have archives. Yes.
Rob?
I'd like to associate myself with David's remarks, Indra. We appreciate the situation you're in the middle of. But that doesn't change the situation. You're losing audience, or you're losing membership, or both. And cutting is something you may have to do, but it doesn't change that situation. It doesn't address that situation. So I guess my question to you is, when I say it with all courtesy, is have you personally made an analysis of what's going on there, and do you have a plan about how to address the problems that are resulting in the loss of audience and the loss of membership? And will you share that with us?
I'm still studying it. I've really, as everyone knows, I have a financial background, and I'm not a radio person. But within this past 5 months, I've spent 12, 14, sometimes 15 hours a day at a radio station. Bob can attest to that. And I've studied our airwaves. I've listened to, before the archives, I start to 2 hours every night. I will rotate and listen to our airwaves. What are we having? And what are we doing on the air? And I find that we have some really great content, but also we have some radio that really doesn't deserve to be on air. In my opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
But some things I enjoy listening to. Yeah. And I said, wow, I didn't even know we did this kind of programming.
Yeah.
And I was very thrilled to know that we have great talent at BAI, but we need to restructure. We do need to make changes. With the program council, and I don't know if it's working that well, because I've been told a few times that no quorum was met and they had to cancel the meeting because of a lot of fighting. And everybody knows that there's a lot of fighting at WBAI. And I've walked out on some board meetings because it took 2 hours and the agenda couldn't be adopted, or the minutes couldn't be approved, or Robert's rule wasn't clear. And I just walked away because people were very, I would say, nasty to each other. And that's not a way to treat people. And if I'm going there and to listen to some, to hear how WBAI can go move forward, and this is how we're behaving, then no wonder we are in the situation we are in right now.
Thank you. I hope you'll share your analysis with us when you get done.
I will, but it's a little bit premature.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Andrew. And lastly, we have WPFW.
Oh, I also want to thank the people in Houston and at KPFT, because for their warm hospitality, I feel very welcome.
Always good to
play. And Houston Media Source.
Yay!
We should take turns. We should divide up our schedule. It's hard listening to.